Welcome back, podcast listeners, to another episode of Politics for Lazy Dummies. I'm your host, Michael, and this episode is going to be on Flint. 3 years later, still can't drink their water. Flint, Michigan, a city that has over 100,000 people, still cannot drink their water. It's been described as being brownish. It's being described as if you bathe with it, your hair starts to fall out. There's been cases of Legionnaire disease, about 15 cases. And, of course, it's been led to have some lead in their water. So, very dangerous to drink Flint's water. Now, of course, this is in their water system. It's because 3 years ago, they decided to get off of sharing water with Detroit and use their local river, which was nasty. It's just straight nasty. And ever since they used that water, they tried to switch back, but the damage has been done and the water continuously still is brown. Now, of course, anybody who knows if your water is brown, that's not drinkable. But if that's your only source of water, what can you really do? Now, I always talk about socialism, and it's getting worse as far as with millennials, too. But people have to understand, this is a big country. You have to move with your feet. And when you get dependent on government, when government continuously makes your decisions for you that affects your livelihood, it's time to get a new boss. How about that boss be you? This is why capitalism, socialism, Republican, Democrat, I always stress on Republican, because being a Republican means that you are the boss. Some studies have showed that 80% of employees hate their boss. They think their boss is an idiot. They think they're unfair, that they think that they're self-serving. And that's what government is, when you make government your boss. But people have to have a revolution within themselves and say, you know what? No. You're not going to be the boss of me. I'm going to be the boss. And what I say goes. But people have gotten themselves in a really off the deep end with this one, with Flint being 3 years later. I mean, a lot of birth defects are going to happen. This is just the tip of the iceberg as far as with Flint. And for a lot of people that have been dependent, I'm not going to say they can't. They won't in a lot of cases, because this is America. You can get on a bus, you can get on an Uber, you can get on anything to get away, far and away from that city. There's ways around it. I mean, you might not have money, but you might have resources to get out of Flint, to get to another city. It's not like Flint's on an island and you can't do nothing about it. People can vote with their feet. They've done it all the time. But when people rely so much on the government, there's a word that festers in anybody's mind. That's the word can't. Oh, I can't. I've lived here for 20, 30, 40 years. Oh, I can't. My mom's here. Oh, I can't. Those are excuses. We're talking about your life here. And I'm simplifying this a lot, because you need water to survive. And I remember when this originally happened, people started donating water. That's not even enough for them to bathe in a day. Remember, we're talking about 100,000 residents here that need water to drink, water to clean, water to wash clothes with. So they're drinking it inside their bodies and it's going outside their skin, which gets absorbed by their body. And this has been going on for 3 years. This is after that they verified it, that it's not drinkable. Can you imagine you turn on your faucet, water being the normal color, and then it comes out brown, but you call your city officials, hey, something's wrong with the water, and they tell you, no, nothing's wrong with it. Are you going to trust them? It always goes down to trust. That's all it is. As a Republican, I don't trust government. I don't. I don't want to give them more money. I don't want to give them more power, because they're idiots. Governments are idiots. When they get power, All they do is abuse it. All they do is mismanage it. It's nothing personal with government. It's just that they're inefficient. When you compare government to business, business has to make a profit. They have to be efficient. They have to do their job. If not, the money runs out and they're gone. In business, oh, you're inefficient? You get promoted. That's how it seems a lot of times. But people have to understand what they're getting themselves into. When you get dependent on the government with a welfare check, with food stamps, with different social programs that are supposed to help you, quote unquote, and you're on it for 20, 30, 40 years, you pass it on to your kids, and this is what they see, and they do it as well, and they get dependent on the government. In tough times, what do? You just look to the government. Oh, well, they said I can drink it. Well, they said that I can do this. Well, they said, they who? What are you going to think for yourself? Remember, this is not an island. Make your own decisions. Oh, wait, the water's here like this? Is it going to be like this from now on? Time to get out of here. Time to get out of here. And I don't care how cushy a job you got or whatever. This is your life. This is your kids' life. They're looking at you. And you're looking around, you're looking at government. You're going to put your kids, your own life in the government. Then amen, I say to you, so be it. A lot of other people turn tail and run. They ran. Oh, hey, I've been living in Flint since my grandfather has. And so has my dad. And this happened. I'm out of here. You don't have to stay in Flint. You don't. But when you have certain numbers of unemployment at 50%, when you have so many people out of work that don't want to work, when you have a number of years ago that Detroit turned off their water supply, why? Because 30% of their people were not paying their water, but they were still getting water. Can you imagine? You're not paying for your water bill. In other places, they cut it off at your residency. Detroit, no, you know, we were blue at the time, and you know what? Give people a chance. They're poor. They don't have enough money. They got so much welfare check, they can't pay for the water bill, and they were still getting water. So what happened? They temporarily turned it off for everybody. Socialism does not work. It takes the power from the people and gives it to the state. And when you give power to the state, all they do is get more and more power. That's all that happens. And this is a good example. This should go down to the history books as far as a big failure of socialism. Now, I know where people are going to say, oh, wait a minute. This happened during a Republican governor. This guy just got elected. Within a year, this happened. The Democratic mayor of Flint had this in the books in a long time. And they just started getting as far as charged with the crime. 15 officials from the state and the local level are being charged with crimes, with withholding information, or just straight up lying about the findings they had for alternative water. And you know what the excuse they try to use? All the people that we hired were inexperienced when they were trying to make water drinkable. They were inexperienced. Why'd you give them the job? Again, cushy jobs for inexperienced people only happens in the government. Let that happen in the private sector. Hire somebody who's inexperienced. Within a week, you're gone. Because you're not bigger than the system. You're not bigger than the company. You have to fight for yourself. And when you can't, they get rid of you. They hold a standard, something that government doesn't do. Government, the post office wastes $2 billion a year in the red. Can you imagine a business being in the negative for $2 billion a year? $2 billion. They'll be bankrupt. They'll be bankrupt. But wait a minute. No. This is the U.S. government we're talking about. So what happens? Oh, don't worry. The taxpayer is going to pay for it. We're going to pay for their retirement. We're going to pay for a system that is outdated. We're going to pay for different things. It's a good thing in the 90s they gave the green light for FedEx and UPS and everyone else to start helping with these packages. And what happens when you use FedEx and UPS? It goes directly to you. They have, UPS, they have their drivers go a certain route that they don't have to make a left turn. They set up their route, their complete route for the whole day, which is a lot of times 12 hours, for the whole day to go. And all you do is follow it. And you don't have to make a left turn, which is more dangerous than a right turn. That's business. That's efficiency. Do you think the post office has that? Obviously not. But I'm getting off track here. Actually, I'm not. I'm not going to give my complete faith to business. I'm not saying that. I'm saying give your faith in yourself. You know right from wrong. You know up and down. You know what makes sense. Stop putting your faith in government. This is what socialism does. They get a hold of you. They give you free things. And when you're dependent on them, you can't do nothing. You sit on your hands and you don't make a decision. You just wait. You just wait and blame them. Blame them. A Republican, what would they do? They move out. They sue the government. That's what they do. They might have a job that has, I don't know, $40,000, $50,000 a year. They find another one. I'm going to move out. Or just move out of the city and commute in. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something. I'm not going to wait for them, for they, to get their act together. Because you know what? 3 years later, they still haven't got their act together. And you're still drinking that water. Because you know what? That's the only source you have. And guess what? You have to drink water. You have to experience water every single day. But you know what? Certain tragedies happen all the time. Look at Venezuela. This is a whole nation dependent on government. And look how government's failing them. Just another knock on socialism. It never works. It's a fantasy. But we fall for it every single time. As always, guys, if you like, love, or hate this podcast, share it with your friends. Follow me on Facebook. Look me up on Twitter. This is Politics for Lazy Dummies. I'm your host, Michael. Peace.